This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3843, for Wednesday, the 26th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled Linux Clubcast Pre-Show Ramblings. It is hosted by Hunky Magoo and is about 72 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Clubcast participants ramble about things before the podcast.
My science project?
Crap. I watched every other movie.
I've missed movies before. It happens.
I think I watched around 30 movies and TV shows. I think I read them off to Lovecraft the other day when we were talking.
I haven't done much.
Yeah, I was in quarantine, so I watched a lot of crap.
I don't think I saw you on my Plex.
No, I didn't go on the Plex. I should have. Well, I don't have Plex set up on the Fire Stick upstairs. I mostly have Plex on the tablet that I use. So because of my apnea, I've been snoring through my CPAP machine. And because of that, between my wife and I, winds up sleeping on the couch. And because sleeping on the couch doesn't bother me all that much, I wind up going up there more often than not. But I don't want to turn the television on because I feel like it's too loud, so I usually just watch stuff on my tablet. So I have Plex set up on the tablet.
Why don't you turn your pressure up?
I can't. It's an APAP.
Oh, it's an automatic. Okay.
Yeah, and I was supposed to do... So the first time I did a sleep study was a take-home sleep study. And when I told them that it wasn't working and I went to ENT, they said they suggested doing a sleep study at the hospital. And that's what I was supposed to go last Tuesday when I had the COVID test to do the sleep study, and it came back positive. So then I spent the next 5 days in quarantine watching television.
Don't forget to take some sleepy time stuff with you.
Like what?
Tylenol PM, some Advil PM, something to help you sleep.
See, the problem thing is, I don't have a hard time falling asleep.
I don't have a hard time falling asleep in other places, too. But once they strap on all of those diodes to your head and your face and your chest and everywhere else, and then tell you to get comfortable, and every time you roll or move, it's pulling all that crap, and the gel is in your freaking hair.
All right, that's a good thing to keep in mind.
It's not like sleeping at home. It's really not. And, you know, maybe you don't need the sleepy time pills, but then again, it's better to have them and not need them.
You think I can get away with just some melatonin?
Melatonin doesn't do a whole lot for me. I mean, if I work through melatonin, then I'm awake for the night. A lot of times what I end up having to do is take, like, Advil PM and melatonin, and the melatonin kind of helps get me to sleep, and then the Advil PM keeps me asleep. But if melatonin works for you, then just go with that. I'm just letting you know it's not as comfortable as being at home, and you don't want to be like staring at the ceiling the whole night and have to schedule something again with the pills.
Right. See, I don't know. I've never really taken anything to help me sleep. The closest I've ever come is NyQuil when I don't feel good.
There's always whiskey.
Well, yeah, whiskey is always good, but I think they suggest you don't drink beforehand or don't drink a lot.
No,
I guess.
The suggestion is that you drink as much as you normally would to go to bed.
So that's a lot of whiskey.
The suggestion is for the test that you drink as much as you normally would before you go to bed. For me, that's nothing. I don't really drink, but I'm just saying that's a suggestion. So if you normally drink a fifth of whiskey before passing out, then that's what they want you to do when you take the test.
Excellent.
I don't know if they want to watch you pound a fifth of whiskey. But
listen, I am a sharing individual, all right?
They might have some things to say to you after you pound that fifth of whiskey.
Like I said, if they share, then they're going to be less likely to be upset about it.
Oh, no. Because the doctor's still going to be upset about it when he talks to you on your follow-up. Like, you have a drinking problem, sir, if you drink a fifth of whiskey every night.
Blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'm just here about the snoring, not about my drinking problem. So, on the second day of my quarantine, something I ordered arrived. I ordered myself a Steam Deck during the sale.
Oh, how much was it on sale for?
$349.
Was that the 64 gig?
Yeah.
Can you replace the hard drive on the 64 gig?
You can, but I put a 256 SD card in there, and I've been playing games off it without any problem.
That's cool. I mean, if they're all coming from Steam anyway, then what's the matter? I mean, if that micro SD card dies, you just replace it and then re-download your games.
Right. I mean, I slapped a 32 into it to begin with, but I got a game that required more memory than I had at the moment, and so like $21 later, I got a 256 off of Amazon.
Oh.
And all I had to do was format it to EXT4 and then just did a copy and paste, and that was all I had to do. And I got
Danny seems to be playing around in the audio test area, I opened up the Jitsi. He can always restart it.
I actually have it plugged into a...
external monitor?
Yeah, I have it plugged into an external monitor with a Cat5 connected to it and like a keyboard and mouse right now. I want to see if I can do a share screen just to show off the desktop mode.
That would be cool. I've been trying to get people to show me the memory structure on it for a while. Like anybody that actually has one, because I just want to see how they do the updates and the maintaining the backup copy. I assumed that it was with like three partitions. Old partition, the new partition, and then the data partition. Maybe four partitions if they also have a root partition.
I think you have the mic on honky on Jitsi.
That's what it sounds like. Sounds like you suck.
Yep, sorry.
All right. I know it's been, what, 3 weeks since our last show?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I spent one of those weeks too sick to move.
Ooh, that sucks.
It sucked. Oh, you got the new Liquid Deaths? Yeah, I haven't picked up any of the new ones yet. I got to go buy Five and Below and see if they got them there. Because the local 7-Eleven picked up, like, the old flavors, but they didn't pick up any of the new flavors.
I got all the teas and the Convicted Melon.
I am listening to myself. Echo.
That's not me this time.
That was Luckbot.
All right.
Hello. Again with the Luckbot.
Hello, Luckbot.
Echo. Danny broke something. I have not finished watching the most recent episode.
Hello.
Yes, we hear you twice. And ourselves.
Go on. Hello?
Hello. That's better.
Hello?
No, it's broken again. Hello.
Hello. You hear yourself?
Yes.
Hello. Is there anybody out there?
Whatever.
Just not. Hear me.
Why is it picking up you guys? Hello?
Hello. That's better. And now it's worse.
I can't figure out what's wrong with it.
Fellow, sir, not needed.
Now what?
Which one?
Okay, that's better. Good.
FJ.
Okay.
Sadly, we can't hear Lugbot.
I know. I don't know why it's doing that. Let me
assume it's operator issues.
Yeah. Jitsi. Lugcast. I might have to kick everybody off so I can
record. Yeah, we knew you would.
Well, hang on. I got to record Mumble, too. You sure you want to give this to HPR?
Why not?
All right. I'm going to restart everything here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What is...
exciting.
Jitsi.
Who's sharing their screen?
Me. That's, Oh, balls.
I had to reboot.
What was it? It was ball. Why were you showing your balls?
You know you wanted to see it.
If I wanted to see balls, I'd stare at my own.
You've already seen those. Those are old balls.
Balls are about the same age, son.
That is true.
Maybe it works.
No, it doesn't.
Why is it not working now?
Because you broke it. Turn the microphone off.
Alright. There's no way to just mute the audio?
No, because they don't want you to be able to mute your audio and then just talk.
Alright. Let me get deeper open here.
Okay, like I was saying, I have not finished the most recent episode of The Mandalorian.
The one that came up this past
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
With Jack Black.
Oh, I did not see that.
Damn, you ugly motherfuckers are trying to break my monitor.
Okay.
Don't forget to mute.
Yeah. I'm already muted.
Yep. Somebody wasn't, though.
Start recording.
Recording is on.
There's your balls again.
Yep.
Settings.
Yeah, so that's the Steam Deck in desktop mode.
Oh, I thought you had Steam OS installed. Hang on.
Technically, yes, but it's on a Steam Deck.
Can you bring up disks or Gparted or something to that effect?
It doesn't have... that's what I was looking for. It doesn't have disks. I know I can install, and I may.
Or you could, you know, bring up the command line and do, what is it, a df space dash u? I don't remember. It's been a while since I had to do that. Df h.
H is human readable. That's what I usually use.
So df dash h?
It's been a while. I'm trying to remember. I don't think df is the correct one. Oh, no. It is.
What are you
df
trying to do?
Df space dash h. Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
Wait, who's
that's
wait,
not
who's,
muted?
As long as you don't have a snap.
Well, whose screen is that?
Screen, screen is not muted.
That's the Steam Deck.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Wow, it looks different now. I updated Jitsi.
So that's what the partitions look like.
Right. I'm looking at the NVMe and the... Because the MMC block 0P1 would be your micro SD card.
Right.
So the NVMe would be your internal drive.
Yep. It looks like there's... Yeah.
So there's slash home, which has your all your data and your games and stuff. And then there is a 5 gig and a 230 meg. Is not excessively helpful. Okay, so it's not what I thought, and I'm not sure how they're doing your backup.
How does this sound? Does it sound okay?
Yeah, sounds fine.
All right, because I get it too close to my mouth, and you can hear my breathing. But if you can hear me okay now...
You could just stop breathing. I think we'd be okay with that.
You know what, Joe?
What?
I got something for you right here. Sandwich. Where? Right here.
A manwich?
A knuckle sandwich.
Oh. Well, bring it on by.
Mm-hmm. I'll drop it off. Drop it off and leave.
you see the concern, right?
Alright.
Alright.
So I'll sick my puppies on you. They'll lick you to death.
You got a Steam Deck?
Yes.
Yeah, he was just talking about getting it on sale. He got it for like, what was it, 300 and something?
Yeah, it was like 349 or something like that.
When did this happen?
Actually, my second day of quarantine, I got a Steam Deck.
Oh yeah, you had COVID.
Yep. I spent most of that Wednesday just sitting there watching every time a truck goes by, staring out the window.
This is your
waiting
second
for that
time
Steam
of COVID,
Deck to
right?
show up.
Yes.
He had COVID, and he probably ran out there to meet the FedEx guy and shook his hand and said, thanks for bringing me this. Cough, cough.
And then he gave him a deep French kiss. And then
that's right, a deep French kiss.
He tongued him.
Tongued his anus, and then...
let the FedEx guy take the COVID to everybody's house.
That's right.
I've been suffering from a debilitating and serious illness.
A rare
disease. That,
Derpitude's not rare.
Is it related to Lugbot?
No, it doesn't get enough coverage, but luckily I've been cured recently. So I had a diarrhea. And,
of the mouth?
No, of the asshole. I don't know what I ate, but man, it was bad.
It's not necessarily something you ate. There's a stomach bug going around.
Yeah,
oh,
there's
it?
A really
that
bad.
Yeah.
There's a really bad stomach bug that was going around, and everything goes around North Texas twice. So yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, we had the flu at my house because everybody in my house was sick, and we took the COVID test, and nobody had COVID.
Yeah,
isn't the stomach flu usually a norovirus?
Yeah, that's. But you know, I never threw up. I just had a constant nauseous feeling. And then I just couldn't. I didn't. None of my turds were solid. It was just like soft serve ice cream 24 hours a day.
I didn't have any diarrhea, terrible. But I had really, really bad, like cold chills and hot flashes.
Really?
And
did you? What about sweats. Your stomach?
Menopause?
It very well could have been. No, my stomach was okay. But I didn't. There was some nausea, but there was a lot more like dizziness. And oh my gosh, I had to sleep like something like 20 hours a day to get 4 hours of functionality.
Damn.
Bad.
You think it was the flu?
I think it was some. Well, like I said, we tested for COVID. It wasn't COVID, so.
Yeah. Testing.
Echo.
Damn it. Why is it different now? I don't understand. Before, it worked fine. I wonder if there's a setting here.
You clearly said you upgraded it, so that'd be my guess.
I upgraded the Jitsi, not Lugbot.
Yeah, Lugbot's just as dumb as ever.
But is Lugbot acting up on the Jitsi, or is it Lugbot that's not working?
Lugbot's not working. Oh, no, Lugbot's not connected to the Jitsi. Actually, who is connected? We got one of those is probably Netminer. Who's the other one?
We got Lovecraft, Netminer, Mortensy, Joe.
The recording.
There's two fellow Jitsiers, so I'm guessing one is Lugbot, one is the recording.
No, Lugbot's not on the Jitsi.
One is you sharing your screen.
Right.
Yeah, but there's two fellow. Okay, one of them went away. He must have heard us talking about him.
Like, they're about to kick me off.
I mean, I don't care.
Right?
I'm just wondering who it was.
No, there's still. I see three.
You still see three? I see two now.
Well, no, there's two and a screen share.
One is the recording, but Mortensy, you're still seeing three fellow Jitsers besides the screen share?
Yeah, I see a total of eight icons.
Yeah.
Well, I did too. That's right.
Two fellow Jitsers, yeah. One fellow Jitsers screen, myself, Joe, Lovecraft, Honky, and Minix.
Yeah, earlier there was four fellow Jitsers. One was a screen share, one, I guess, was recording.
Screen share.
Yeah. One was Netminer here? Netminer. Well, he's not on Mumble. Well, it said he disconnected. Maybe it's Cherry Hill Tony. Cherry, is that you?
Yes, I did watch one interesting thing.
Only one?
Only one. Only one.
The card?
Only one. No. Batman Doom.
Doom?
Batman Doom. Doom of Gotham or something like that.
Hmm. Animated? DC animated?
Yeah.
What?
The Doom that came to Gotham.
Audio output. Built in. This should be... Oh. Audio input. Echo cancellation. Mixed echo cancellation. We'll try that. Fly. Okay. Test. The one y'all talk.
Well, okay.
Like it's still not working. So, why is he recording? Not recording, but playing his back. Audio.
What device is legit your screen?
Are you sharing your desktop audio output on the Lugbot machine?
I'm sharing monitor, a built-in audio analog stereo for input. For audio output... Is what I need to correct something.
Yeah.
Right?
Move your desktop audio.
Audio. Do you have yours? Hang on, let me turn this off or drive me nuts.
Too late.
Honky, do you have yours? That laptop that you're using to stream the NYE?
What?
Do you still have that laptop handy that you're using to stream New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I'm recording on it right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to mess with that. I was going to see what your settings were. I lost Mumble. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Okay. So that you're not getting a...
With his, he wants the desktop audio to be passed through. He wants everything that comes in to be what goes out. You don't.
I don't want any audio input. I just want audio output, right?
Right, but you're outputting everything that comes in.
Yeah, but I don't want any input at all. I just want output on Lugbot.
So then on its, reduce its volume. No, that won't. Yeah, reduce its volume to zero and see what happens.
For audio input?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm using DAV, so input. I want that to be zero. Okay, now let me turn that on.
Can you do it per application and just reduce the volume of,
Hey, I think that worked.
Bumble? Yeah, but is it outputting anything? That's the question. So have it say something.
No, it's not outputting. Shoot.
Right. That's what I thought was going to happen there. So can you just reduce the volume of the output from Bumble?
Okay.
Like for application.
Okay. I'll see you here. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
All right, now see if it talks.
No, that didn't work.
Oh.
Yes.
There's two mumbles.
Echo still, right? Echo.
Okay, so I have two mumbles, microphone from, and mumble speakers echo from.
That would be the one I would reduce.
But that doesn't do anything as far as the echo goes. Let me do mute audio. Still no. Oh, maybe built-in audio analogs. Hello, yes. Did it work?
Didn't work.
Let me try microphone from. Oh, definitely dead noise.
Switch to microphone.
Input monitor built-in playback. Oh, okay. Let me try this. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, now let me see.
That works.
All right.
Record those settings. Take a screenshot. Something.
And volume control, PAV, under playback, mumble speakers, I set that to mute. So.
You mean what Joe said?
You didn't say under playback, did you?
I just said to mute the output of mumble.
Which means nothing.
So you mean nothing.
Okay. Because I wanted to play a game.
We should probably point out that we were talking about making this a HPR, which means it's not going to go in the official show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm sure everybody will be love to hear this.
This is thrilling audio right here, all right?
How the sausage is made.
Hello, losers.
There we go.
Why does Slugbot sound like he's in the other room?
I don't know.
It's not broadcasting over Mumble, I don't think. Well, not directly. It sounds like it's coming over your mic.
It's not coming over mic. Headphones. But
in other words, can you hear it through like your... in other words, I heard it on the computer in your room as opposed to it going being piped through Mumble.
Yeah, it's monitor. Okay. Output, built-in audio, analog, stereo. Yeah, it does sound like that, right?
Hello, losers.
It sounds like it's in it's in the other room.
That's because it's not being piped through Mumble. It's going over your microphone because it's you could hear it over the laptop. So it's like if you had the television on and I was hearing the television playing.
So you think it's not going well? The way it's piped is through the monitor of the. It says built-in monitor of the laptop, which maybe that's bad. But I don't hear anything except through Mumble. I can't hear it coming from my laptop.
You can't?
Yeah. So it's only playing through the laptop. I mean, it's not coming out of a external speaker or anything.
Okay.
But I don't know why it sounds like that. Output devices, built-in analog auto, maybe under advanced latency. No. Maybe it's a mumble control. Settings. Audio output. Yeah, built-in audio analog stereo. I have these options. System, pulse audio. I wonder if I should change that to ALSA or OSS, if that would help. Maybe positional audio. Turn that off. Let's try that.
Hello, losers.
Does that sound better?
Hello, losers.
Nope.
No? Okay. But yours didn't sound like that, did it, Honky? Or it could be related. Disable.
No.
Quality. Okay. Maybe it's the quality. Turn quality all the way up. Noise suppression. I don't want to suppress anything. Off. Okay. Let me apply. That's probably not going to do anything, but...
Hello, losers.
Ah! That was it. It was a noise suppression setting.
I am Lugbot. I am your god now.
Yeah, it works.
Hello, God.
So,
good news? Question mark?
I will ask you a question right now.
Hang on, Lugbot. Netminer's talking. Go ahead, Netminer. Good to hear from you, by the way. I watched your video with the guy that had the giant bolt that broke. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Also, in an earlier video, He showed me a wrench that he had another shop cut out of a steel plate for that, I believe, for that nut.
Oh, they made a custom wrench for it?
Yeah, well, yeah. With a plasma cutter, you could do most anything.
Oh, how are y'all doing, by the way? How's everybody doing? It's been a long time since we talked, right? Nobody replies to me on Matrix. I feel like it's just my own personal blog on there now. I'm like a leper, an outcast on there, and just talk to myself.
I respond.
Everything you join falls apart. I mean,
barely.
Or you get kicked off, one of the two. You look at Discord.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be a community effort on Matrix, you know. You're all supposed to be involved.
Is that what it is?
Joel says he hates software that's not proprietary.
Is that what I said? Did I say that?
Honky is too busy researching COVID on himself. Warnsey, I haven't seen him anywhere. I don't know what the hell happened to him. He's got his new wife now. He doesn't talk to his old friends anymore.
That's what normally happens when you get married.
Yeah, he just hates us all. He said, no, I don't need you guys anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't hate us.
I've had a very bad week's week.
Oh, really?
I did notice that nobody's playing, like, Movie Doll or whatever that other one is.
Yeah, I haven't played Movie Doll, that's true. I've been trying to actually write movie reviews of things I've watched, keeping track of those.
Did you start a blog of all the movie reviews? Got it to your website?
You know what I want to do is, I used to use Letterboxd, which is like a social media, but for movies people watch. And I was hoping something like that would come out for the Fediverse, kind of like Bookworm is for book reviews. But nobody's done anything like that. So I was going to go ahead and tell Joe to start working on that pretty soon.
Uh-huh. I was going to get right on it, too.
So get that built and so I can start leaving my movie reviews. I will pay you with... exposure and recognition. I'll just put your name out there, you know, so people know.
No, I'm good. I don't need your exposure.
I'll expose myself to you for payment.
Keep your pants on. Don't be like last time.
What do you mean last time? I didn't do anything last time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Quit showing up at my house with no pants. That's what I'm saying.
I definitely didn't do that.
Uh-huh. Let's see what my camera says about that.
So I'm just keeping, I'm just using Matrix.
Hopefully you're keeping your pants on.
For my personal movie review blog. Which, by the way, I've got a couple more I need to put on there. As far as tech-related stuff, I did a couple HBR episodes, which I guess this will go on. If anybody is listening right now, they need new episodes. The queue is very low. What else? Went to the dentist today. I got that deep root scaling where they torture you for about an hour. And it makes terrible noises. And you wish you were dead. But then when it's over, you're like, man, I'm glad I'm alive and survived that.
That sounds horrible. Why?
It's like... A periodontist has to do it. It's like a deep cleaning, but it's between your gum and your teeth, your gums and your teeth, so inside there. And they take this ultrasonic tool and they clean that, and then they take some kind of metal scraper and go in between your gums and your teeth and scrape all that out.
If you've got a lot of gunk on your roots, like... He sounds like he had one of the lesser procedures. Don't get me wrong, it's still a pretty big procedure, but I actually had the VA dentist threaten to like peel my gums down so that they could scrape and then sew them back into position. And it's like, no, I'm good. I'm let's start flossing.
Luckily, I didn't have that. But and also, they use a laser on there. It's a cold laser, so you don't feel the heat, but you can smell the burning. Somehow it still burns, but it's supposed to disinfect that area. And it was a pretty crazy experience. So I don't recommend that.
Can I just like swish alcohol in my mouth every night for a while and hopefully that'll just disinfect everything?
Really, well, you know, they have this tool that Joe probably knows about. It's like a probe that goes in between your gum and your tooth. And however many millimeters it goes down, they have a scale to say,
If it's 1 or 2 millimeters, you're okay. 3 to 4, it's kind of a warning. And more than that, you need that procedure done. Preventing gum disease.
I got the same probe.
You do?
Yeah, you got a bunch of probes. Yeah. We know.
So,
yeah. It's called just the tip.
Just the tip.
That's what they said with that camera, and it wasn't true. No. Mortensen will tell you all about it.
Oh, okay. 12 feet of camera later. Camera
you guys later. Are lucky. You don't have to get that done yet.
Soon.
45.
Yeah, I'm past due already, so I need to get mine done.
Two more years then.
Yeah, they changed it. That probably would have caught mine.
Really?
If I would have had it done 4 years earlier, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. You would have caught, probably would have caught yours. Did anybody look into the Gravatar stuff we talked about on Matrix as far as like...
No clue.
No. Didn't you say that you you made one for Jitsi, for Lugbot?
Yeah, I made one for Lugbot. Let me see if it works. Let's see here. I think... This is probably going to mess up all the audio stuff.
It's kind of par for the course tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Are we ever going to start the show? Maybe...
I have a question for you guys.
Okay. Yes, sir.
We were talking about, I think, steampunk books on a previous episode.
Okay.
Recording is on.
Ouch. Sounds terrible.
So, do you see Lugbot's Gravatar?
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, so... Whoever doesn't want to show the camera, that's an option, is just do go to Gravatar, just Google it, and because when I post the video, all I see is just letters on there, you know, for YouTube. You don't have to, but it makes it a little more pretty. Or you can do a background picture. What else did we say that you could do?
Share the screen.
Do a screen share. If you want to do a screen share.
And you just go through the links.
Yeah, post the show notes or something like that. Oh, I know what I can talk about.
Hold on. Steampunk audiobooks.
So a friend of mine is getting her master's degree in her writing class. The teacher is very, very picky about everybody's writing. She's the only one in the class when she submitted her rough draft of a story. Where the teacher said she had no critique to provide and suggested that she publish it as a book as soon as possible.
Wow, really?
So is anybody interested in reading the first chapter and giving her feedback?
Oh, yeah. I'm not like a steampunk enthusiast, but I'd love to help out.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I told her about patio books, you know, when it came around and like all the authors that just skyrocketed out of that, Mike Bennett, J.C. Hutchins, Scott Sigler, the guy who did the trilogy about the elven folk, I can't recall, but there were tons of them that were just amazing authors that they paired up with editors to get out of the corporate publishing world, but that's no longer around. But I told her that self-publishing might be the best way to go about it, and suggested offering it to you guys to look at. And I think Weeb, when he did his book, got tons of ISBN numbers. Does that ring a bell to anybody?
I don't know. He has, what, 3 different books? Or at least he has different versions of the Blender for Dummies. I know that. And then
Liar Pants on Fire.
Oh, that one.
The Indiegogo or Kickstarter that he did for that book. I met him after the book was published. So before the book was published, he did the crowdfunding, and he said, if I reach this goal, I'm going to buy one ISBN number to publish the book. And then at higher tiers, he was going to publish more and offer them to people if they were okay with the name of his publishing company. So apparently they get infinitely cheaper the more you buy. One is super expensive, but if you buy 10 of them, they get cheaper. 1,000 of them, each one is dirt cheap. Does that make sense?
Yep.
This is a conversation like 6 or 7 years ago with him itself.
I miss Weeb.
Yep. He should come back.
Yep.
He's popped into the Matrix chat, hasn't he?
Yeah, a couple times.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
I gotta check his blog.
Just out of curiosity, Simran.
Now, you were saying something like self-publishing on Podio. Are you wanting us to read the first chapter or listen to the first chapter?
Read the first chapter. I told her about Podio Books, and she was like, how do I get signed up for that? And I was like, some company bought it in a few years ago. Another one of the books that I liked on there was an audiobook about a Knights Templar who becomes a zombie, a conscious zombie. Conscious undead. I can't remember what it was.
I know
I have it. Okay, yeah.
Is that? Okay. I thought I heard echo.
There is no. An echo, but it was Mortensy.
Oh, okay. Oh, just from him talking.
Oh, just from her. Me?
Just yeah. When you talk, when he talks.
If we talk at the same time, there's an echo. It's not a big deal.
Okay. I was trying to talk then.
Oh, la la test.
Oh, does it really?
Three, four, see, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
No.
But it's only when you're talking.
So you were talking about the movies you've seen in your movie reviews. Is there anything recently you want to, or anything that you really thought was great that you want to share?
I will share the list, actually. So the series that I watched are The Recruit on Netflix, Inside Man on Netflix, Who Were We Running From, Godless, and Dead to Me, all on Netflix. And I just started Justified, the old FX show. And the movies are... No. I was too busy when it came out and didn't want to play catch-up. And I was
I watched
I'm really liking it.
Not a lot of it.
I'm halfway through the first season.
I did not like the way that the first season of Recruit ended.
I liked the show, but that
last episode was just kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah, like, are they going to do another season? What's going on?
Right. It was a good show, though. I really enjoyed it.
So, if anybody doesn't know, it's a lawyer gets recruited from college, work for the CIA, and his case, he gets kind of like pulled into field work, and nobody at the agency is helpful. They're all like backstabbing, conniving, scheming.
Yeah. Nobody wants to help anybody. Nope. It's funny.
So then the movies I watched were The Curse of Bridge Hollow, which was cute and funny. Two Gun.
That was good.
Kill Bokusan. My Name is Vendetta. The Old Way, which is a Western with... did it have Nicolas Cage in it? I think it had Nicolas Cage. I think a Korean movie called Project Wolf Hunting. That was interesting. Guardians of Time, more of a kids / Narnia style. It was okay. I could have not watched it. Operation Fortune, Ruse de Guerrière. I think that was a Statham movie, maybe. Hunter's Moon, werewolf movie. It was entertaining. The Unbelievable Weight of Massive Talent, another Nicolas Cage and... Pedro Pascal, Cocaine Bear, funny in the way that I thought it was going to be. Bloody Back, it's a short film from the film company that did the movie I talked about the last show called Eradication, the apocalyptic zombie type movie. This was a short film about the British, the fight for independence in the U.S. with British soldiers that were zombies. Gunfight at Rio Bravo, RIPD2, Rise of the Damned.
What'd you think of that?
RIPD2?
Yeah.
What I expected. I love what's his name, who was in Burn Notice.
Yes.
But he hasn't been in very much.
No.
I've actually seen him in quite a few things. I'd have to go back and look, but I've seen lots of stuff he's popped up in.
He had a show. There was a show on Hulu a while back. I forget what the hell he was called. Yeah. He was like a
gypsy, yeah.
Yeah, mind palm reader type of things.
Didn't last for long. Stuff.
No,
I did watch it.
I watched a couple episodes of it. I didn't watch all of it, but I liked him. I thought RIPD2 was it was like a sci-fi movie.
It's a prequel to RIPD.
Yes.
Don't Kill Me, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. I finally finished that one.
That was
the
good.
Pale Blue Eye. Good. Yeah, I like the Glass Onion. The Pale Blue Eye has supposed to have Poe in it, and then Edgar Allan Poe on a military academy, I think. And the main character is Christian Bale.
Oh, okay.
And then The Gentleman. I finally saw The Gentleman. That popped up in the... I never saw any previews when it came out, and it popped up on Movie Duel and the other one that we play a while back. I added it to my list of stuff to watch back then. Yeah,
that was a good movie.
I might do Pinky Blinders soon.
Because keep meaning to do that one.
Justified was in front of that, and then after Pinky Blinders, I'll probably do Longmire, and there's another one. And there was another one along the same veins on Netflix that I never got into that people recommended, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Like something that was several seasons. And then I'm watching all the same shows as before. I'm caught up on, I think, absolutely everything. There is a new show with Kiefer Sutherland in it called Rabbit Hole. And then a comedy musical, I think, called Up Here. Season 5 of Slasher started. My Plex. Oh, and Bob Odenkirk is in a new show called Lucky Hank.
I'll have to check that out. Do you know what it's about?
No, but it has Bob Odenkirk in it.
Right.
I don't think I've not liked anything I've seen him in. I'll read the caption for the first episode. Hank rants against Railton College, calling it mediocrity's capital, and the administration is pressured to fire him. Hank and Lily contemplate a future outside of Railton. I don't know. That doesn't say anything, really.
Nope. That show that you were talking about was called Shut-Eye.
Oh, okay, yep.
And Slasher. We talked about it like over a year ago. It's each season is stylized after an 80s slasher type movie. You're like, there's a camp, there's a Halloween person in a costume that's a serial killer, it's each one is themed like a 80s horror movie. I started watching the first episode of season 5, and it looks like a Jack the Ripper type thing, but I think it's going to be different than that. It looks like it's going the route of it being Jack the Ripper, but it's one of the rich people cruising the prostitutes that bad stuff happens to at the beginning of the first episode. It makes it look like he's going to be the bad guy.
Cool.
And I'm done.
Let's see. I tried to watch Pitch Black, but realized that was a very, very horrible movie. And it was, in my opinion, at least the first, I want to say 45 minutes to half an hour of the movie that I actually watched was worse than Universal Soldier. If that's possible.
I'm surprised. A lot of people I know really like it. I don't even remember it's watching. I know I watched it. I just don't remember it.
No,
I think I've watched it about three times.
The first half is like completely different from the second half of that movie. So
each scene is like 5 seconds long.
So
to get water. Boom. Next scene. We have to do this. Next scene. It's just nothing but like one quick sentence, and then it's the next scene.
That is my pet peeve when it comes to, especially modern movies are real bad about that. They never give you time to just dwell on what's going on. They just cut. It's made for this short attention span generation, you know, that just, it drives me nuts.
You were saying that about the Elvis movie, yes.
Yeah, that would have been a lot cooler movie if like they would have just spent more than 2 seconds per scene, just so you could kind of soak in the filmography, you know, the whatever, you know, and just have an actual conversation, and just instead of splitting each word up between the faces and the background. And my attention span is not that short. I can tolerate a scene that lasts more than 10 seconds long, you know?
Right. I would have been happy with 10 seconds with half of these scenes. I mean, it was...
So you're noticing the cast. That too, yeah.
I liked all the cast in it, but I just couldn't...
You had watched it before?
No, I hadn't. Okay. That's why when I was in quarantine, I'm like, oh, cool, I'll watch this. I started watching, I'm like, holy hell, this is so bad. So many people love this movie. I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Would you have liked 20 years ago when it came out?
I don't know.
It was a little bit different.
I don't know.
It was a little different watching it 20 years ago. Cinematography has changed a little bit.
So I started watching that. So then I asked for some suggestions, and I went through, let's see, I watched The Cube, which I thought was, I think I said
for a low budget indie horror, it's not bad.
It wasn't bad, but I hated all of it. At some point, I basically hated all of the characters in it, and I wish they would just die, and then they did. Except for the mentally challenged kid, who everybody made fun of the mentally challenged kid throughout the thing, which is half the reason why I wanted everybody else to just die. And then they did.
Your wish was granted.
Yeah, and then you suggested Wishmaster, and that was actually okay.
Yeah, that's a cool movie.
Yeah, I liked Wishmaster.
Like 10 of those?
Puppet Master, I think you're thinking of.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wishmaster is its own thing.
I did also watch the Puppet Master one.
The Littlest Reich?
Yeah, I've seen it before, but when you mentioned it, I turned it on Tubi and watched it.
Yeah, well, I'd never seen it before.
Okay. There were four, not ten. There were four Wishmaster movies, ten. Yeah.
I think the first one was Wes Craven, though, right?
Yeah, I think only the first one didn't suck.
What'd you think, Honky? Did you like it?
Which one?
Wishmaster?
Yeah, I liked Wishmaster.
Yeah, that was cool. Cool practical effects.
H.P. Lovecraft gave me some good suggestions of, he suggested Big Trouble Little China, which I own, and I love that movie. Escape from New York, which I couldn't find anywhere really that I could watch, which I should have put,
I should have put Plex onto the
Fire Stick, yeah. Tremors,
both of the Escape from movies are on my Plex?
Seventh Sign and First Power. I think I was able to find one of them, and I just didn't get around to watching it. I watched Crossworlds, with Rutger Hauer, and that was actually it was an okay movie. It was pretty cool. I mean, for what it is, it was a pretty cool movie. It had a very, very, very young Jack Black in it. It had, the only way I remember this guy is he was on that show Sports Night, and I loved that show Sports Night. He was one of the two main anchors in it. But Crossroads was a fun movie. If you haven't seen it yet, I would definitely suggest it.
I haven't seen it.
On our list? I think it was on our list at one point.
There's nothing technology-based about it. I mean, they travel to different worlds, but they don't use any technology to do it.
Okay.
I'll have to watch it. I haven't seen it. And I like Rutger Hauer.
One of you guys recommended it to me. That's why it's on my Plex.
Trying to see whether... So I for some reason, gotten into like a Stephen King kick where... Actually, my brother suggested Storm of the Century. So I watched Storm of the Century.
Oh, is that the Steve? Yeah, the
yes.
I saw that. It's pretty cool.
That was good. I liked it.
I liked that one. That's where the Devil Man comes, and they have to they have to sacrifice somebody or something like that to
they had to save their town.
He recruits one of their children.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's cool. Yep. That's a cool. That was a made for TV little series.
Yep. Yeah, with one of the guys from Wings in it.
Oh, have you seen that other Stephen King one miniseries they had made for TV, The Stand?
No, I love The Stand. Love The Stand.
That's pretty cool, man.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Tommyknockers, have you seen that one?
I saw Tommyknockers, yep.
Have you seen all the different versions of the Langoliers?
I've only seen the one with Balky.
Yeah, I saw
that one. Yeah, I remember that one. That one was Sci-Fi Channel. But there were a couple of others that were actually close to the same time period, which was weird. They kept remaking the Langoliers.
I had no idea.
I just remember
the CGI, and that one was so crazy bad. Why would you even commit that to film? It was insane. Anybody who saw that before it came out should have said no. Stop now. We're redoing this.
Well, a lot of the Stephen King stuff was originally miniseries, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What was the vampire one? Salem's Lot yeah. That was a good one.
The original TV movie. That was a good one. That was creepy.
Was it originally a miniseries? Or was that just a movie?
I think it was just a movie.
Okay. No, it was two movies. Though technically it was a miniseries, wasn't it?
No, I think
I'm pretty sure it was.
You're thinking about Return to Salem.
When they're young and when they're old.
No, yeah, it was two movies.
Oh, was it? So it was like It then, right?
Well, it's what we're talking about, right?
No, yeah. Salem's Lot.
Oh. No, we're talking about It.
They're talking about Salem's Lot.
Well, Salem's Lot, there is two movies. There's Salem's Lot and there's Return to Salem's Lot.
Yeah, but Salem's Lot, the original, is the one I was talking about, where the kid was in the window, the vampire kid, and he wants to come inside.
Okay, yeah. The original It movie was considered a TV miniseries, so part one and part two.
Right.
And to me, it was a lot better than what they rebooted in the theaters a few years ago.
I haven't seen that yet. In my opinion, you can't beat the cast of the original.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yep. Let's see. What did I go to after that? I went to Graveyard Shift, Dead Zone.
Wow, you watched all those?
Yeah. Night Shift Nurses.
I haven't seen that.
You should check it out.
What was it? So I downloaded the audiobook of
Reacher. Got his dingus in his hand.
Of Reacher. So I was listening to when I first
all of them? Oh, my God. There's so many.
Well, I just got the first two, Killing Floor, and I forgot what the second one was. So I started listening to Killing Floor because I listened to all the other books. And it reminded me so much of the Amazon Prime show Reacher that I just wound up watching all of the Amazon Prime show Reacher again.
Yeah, it did follow it pretty well. I mean, they added one character to the TV show that doesn't come in until later in the book series.
Now, is that the one with John Krasinski?
No, that's not Reacher. That's Jack Ryan.
Yeah. Oh. No, but the Reacher series does follow the books pretty well, other than some small things here and there. But yeah, the audiobook is really good. The entire series is decent. It does drag on a bit, but it is, you know, like, what, 20, 30 books?
Yeah. And like I said, I just got the first two. I got to grab the others. I just didn't want to bog down your network. What else? I watched all three of the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies.
I kind of liked that first one. I didn't see the others.
But they were fine. If you go into it with the idea of that they set up, I mean, I've never seen anything set it up like this as a multiverse, as it's just a multiverse and it's just something in their version of a Star Trek universe. They're just fun movies. A lot of people hated them, but I like them. I thought they're fine.
Yep, just multiple timelines.
Yep.
But I will say there's, like, so many, like, Star Trek TV shows right now.
I haven't watched really anything since, first season of Voyager. Well, I watched, like, maybe the first season of Voyager. I tried to watch the first season, maybe halfway through the first season of Enterprise. I watched basically everything of TNG. And I watched the first season of Deep Space Nine, and I just I couldn't make it past that. What else did I watch? I can't remember now. I
should have watched the Linux Lugcast on YouTube.
No, but I actually listened to it on the flight home to catch the beginning part, which I had missed. And then I had watched the movie. I had downloaded the movie like the next day, and then watched it the next night.
Well, if anybody wants to know what I've been watching, all you got to do is go to our Matrix channel at, what is it? I forgot.
It's in the show notes, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Lugcast.
app.element.io/pound/room/pound/lugcast :minix.dev.
Yeah,
semicolon minix, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're right. :minix.dev. And so
it's minix
maybe that,
is colon.
That'll get you.
Minix is colon. That's right.
Get you into the room, and there's lots of exciting extras for you in there too.
Oh, I can see from your background that you cleaned up your room.
Yeah, I decorated it recently, and I got everything. I broke out the old E-machines PC, and I thought I'd do something different. So it's my man cave. Been drinking a lot of Milwaukee's Best. Having a good time.
Because we wanted a quality beer.
Milwaukee's Best.
Drinking the Beast.
What's everybody drinking tonight, by the way?
Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
I got coffee. I saw Morty had a, I think he had a mango chainsaw.
I am drinking a Grim Leafer.
Grim Leafer. Oh, is this the tea?
Yes, and then I have an Armless Palmer, as well as a Rest in Peach, and I had a Convicted Melon earlier, and I posted all four flavors and links to them in the chat,
nice.
Or in the show notes, as well as the new Motorola phone that I got to replace the broken Nokia.
Oh. Which one is this? This is their new flagship.
This is their new flagship.
No, this is one of the cheap ones. This is the 40, Motorola Stylus 5G 2022.
Hmm.
Marked down from, I think, $500 to $249. It's got Android 12 unlocked and 6.8-inch screen, 8 gigs of RAM, 512 gigabytes of storage, 256 is the ROM. The other 256 is a pre-installed SD card, and it is expandable to the SD card is expandable to 1 terabyte. It's got headphone jack, so I can talk on my headphones on the podcast. My other Motorola does not. And of course, the stylus. I'm going to try and put that 512 gig SD card out of my old Nokia that I use for podcasts that's full, and see if the phone is full. The SD card is almost full, and see if I can get Patio Books, Beyond Pod to work in Android 12 and access the SD card. It would not access the SD card in Android 11.
So I'm guessing by this new phone purchase that you haven't gotten your Linux phones in the mail since we talked last.
Correct, and I am arguing with them over their contact us thing on how to get my money back, because apparently you can just request the order canceled at any time and get your money back. And
Because that works.
They keep going, oh, you need to send us the details of your order. And I was like, I sent it in the message. So I have 3 different tickets going on trying to get them to give me my money back. So they finally, my last message was a little nasty, and they was firmer than the other ones. And they said, we'll forward this to the finance group. And that's the last I've heard. But they were kind of, I thought they came across as dicks when I said I pre-ordered it through their webpage. And then they said, oh, you can just get updates by watching the Indiegogo page. And I was like, no. Apparently, they even have the order number that they stopped at in July, and they haven't shipped anything since the first part of the Indiegogo orders in July. They're having some issue with shipping them out of Hong Kong since July of last year. And I can't be the only one complaining and asking for an update.
No way. No way. Well, I hope you get it resolved.
Yeah, well, I can't even find which credit card or debit card I purchased them on, because most of my online stuff only shows the last year of statements, and it's been a year and a half.
Right.
So are they trying to say that they're still going to be sending it to you one day?
No, the last thing I got was about a week ago, and they said that they were sending it to the finance department to get me my refund.
Well, before that, were they saying that they were still going to try and send it to you?
They said that they're being shipped, yeah. They are in the process of trying to get them shipped out of Hong Kong since July of last year. And I said, I want my refund. And they said, send us your order details. I go, I sent that with the message. Here's all my order details. I want a refund. Cancel my order. I want a refund.
Just tired of their crap.
Tired of paperwork for a visa to get L over here. That's been frustrating. We both have all this information we have to compile that's going to be difficult to get. I have to find time to go visit my dad and get information about him and my mom. The details they want are pretty ridiculous. What hospital my dad was born in, all this stuff, and mom.
Yeah, they wouldn't like my answers if they started asking me those questions.
Well, I mean, I have to provide those in the document them to consider bringing her over.
My dad doesn't have a birth certificate because he was born in Ethiopia at a time when the U.S. was not supposed to be in Ethiopia.
Oh, okay.
So it makes things difficult.
I imagine. And I won't talk about it on the recording, but work. Oh, my God.
Yeah, some things you don't want to mention on the recording. I understand.
Anybody else?
Like I said, the only thing interesting that I watched was Batman, The Doom That Came to Gotham. And it was interesting, but it was completely different from the normal, like, DC animated stuff that you watch. Because, like, they changed the origin of everybody. Harvey Dent, Mr. Freeze, Penguin, Poison Ivy. Basically, all of their everything was completely different. And they killed off the two Robins, or they even became Robin. And they turned, well, spoiler, I'm going to spoil the last part of it. Batman into Man-Bat left them that way.
They're just nerd shit.
I guess. It's an other world thing, I guess. So it's not like main storyline or anything. It's completely different.
The best thing DC does, I mean, besides comics, I think, is those animated features. I mean,
yeah.
I think they're better than what Marvel has put out as far as their animated stuff. And they're definitely better than DC movies.
Jackie wants to tell you all about Batman. She thinks I'm doing a horrible job about telling you about it. So.
Okay, Jackie.
Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, he did a terrible job.
Okay. All right. Well, he always does. So.
All right, well, all right. I'm the Batman fan in the household, and I'm DC, he's Marvel. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm DC, too.
All right, so this is a one-shot by the creator of Hellboy.
Hmm.
So the one-shot took place back in 1999, and it was three comic book issues only, and it 99 to 2000. It is by the creator of Hellboy, and the artwork is very Hellboyish. But imagine if you slammed it together with Lovecraft.
Oh, nice.
So it is. It's strange. It's unusual. They weren't really origins as much as it was the characters that they were portraying. Yes, it was like Poison Ivy. There was Penguin. There was Mr. Freeze. There was Ra's al Ghul. There was Talia al Ghul. But just, it's a twist, and it's a twist on it, and it's like, I remember the story, Saran? The City of Saran? Lovecraft was what it was combined with.
That's cool.
The doom that came to Sarnath.
Thank you! That's kind of what it's based around, and then you get the, instead of the Hellboy Hellboy movie, the older ones, I would say it was very similar to the Hellboy that has been released recently.
Oh, okay.
So
not the year, not the one,
the one, the one, no, the one less people liked because it didn't follow, or because it did follow Hellboy more than the Guillermo del Toro.
Yes. So imagine that style, animated, smashed with the Lovecraft story, and all the weird and strange horrors that come out of Lovecraft.
I like it.
I didn't really remember seeing that the ad for it or anything, so I wasn't prepared. I would definitely watch it again. I'm not going to let my almost 13-year-old watch it yet.
Oh, really?
A little bloody, a little horror. And it's just because that's not his thing. He's not quite into Lovecraft yet, but I have a problem with my 16-year-old, or when my daughters were 16, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. It was just, I would kind of wait for him more to be able to understand all the nuances of Lovecraft. But most of the new animated movies are not really meant for kids anyways. They're meant for older teens and adults. So it's awesome.
Yeah. So there's a three comic series, and then the animated movie is based on the comic series.
Yeah.
I need to check them both out because I like the way it sounds. And you're right. Joe sucks at describing stuff. So I'm glad you came on and set him straight.
Well, I saw that it had come out and wasn't interested. Based on your review, I'm adding it to my watch list right this second.
Yep.
Well, I was like, oh, okay, we'll just watch it. I like Batman, and I literally, he was like, we can pause this and we can go do something for a minute, go get a drink, and just like, don't stop it. I will power through. I love the twist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And before you give him any hell, he's really good at describing Marvel movies because that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go.
Yeah, I just remembered I watched the first two seasons of Vox Machina.
First two seasons of what?
Vox Machina.
I think I might have liked the second season more than the first one.
They were both very fun.
I didn't watch them back though, so I'm just going by. I really enjoyed watching the second one recently when it dropped.
Yeah, that's what I downloaded for the plane ride. But on the plane ride back from Florida to Boston, it was I had a mother and a young girl next to me, and I'm like, nope, I can't watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to cancel watching the new horror movie X when I was on the plane. Kind of like mid-70s Texas Chainsaw Massacre style filming at the beginning, and some people from California go out to a farmhouse, rent a house from a farmer, and they're going to film their porn movie. So it started getting a little graphic, and I had to switch to other stuff on the plane. I haven't gone back to it yet. No, I haven't gone back to watch any of it either.
See, on my flight down, I had two guys on either side of me, and they were both, like, I don't know, at least 20 plus. So probably anywhere between 21 to 25, 26-ish. So I didn't mind watching it then. But the ride home, I'm like, nope.
Hey, guys, it's an hour and a half into the pre-show. Do you want to start the real show?
I guess. Since this pre-show is not going to be in the regular Lugcast, it's supposed to go to HBR. Is there anything we want to say about the Lugcast to the HBR community, or, I don't know, try to pimp the Lugcast here?
Yeah, anybody that's liked all the Linux stuff you've heard so far...
by Linux, make sure you trying to troubleshoot audio for Lugbot.
Yeah, make sure you turn to the podcast for plenty more where that came from.
Oh, yeah, also, that's about the most we talk about Linux on the show anymore.
That's not true. We go through a bunch of Linux.
You're right, but they're going to have to come and listen to the show to find out.
Right. Yeah, that's right. If you want to hear the real technical stuff, the things that will get you ahead in life, that will get you raises at your job.
Make you a sysadmin.
Yeah, that will cement your marriage to a supermodel and all that stuff. Then you have mid-cast. To tune into the show itself.
Check out the midcast.
Listen to the midcast.
But
baby
yeah.
Tilts.
Also, we have a YouTube channel. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on PeerTube. Check us out on Reddit. We have a subreddit. And the whole point of the show is it's an actual online, on Mumble, Linux users group, which means everybody is welcome to join us. And we'd love to hear from people that listen to HBR and come and join us on the show on the first and third Fridays of each month. And if you have any Linux questions, some troubleshooting you want done, or you just want to hang out and talk and BS with us, we'd love to hear you. So come on the show.
We're the best at BS.
Yeah. Yes, we are. And we have a talent for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, zero script. we are kind of the opposite of a script.
Yeah, which I think is what people like about the show is that it's kind of
people
off,
like us?
Off the cuff.
Wait, people sure. listen to it?
Sure. All four listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I think all four listeners are on the show now. We finally convinced them to join.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, they're not tonight. Where's we don't have Hopper. We don't have any of them.
We've got Tony.
We got Tony.
Lovecraft.
Lovecraft,
yeah.
Netminer.
Once again with no camera.
Which I thought about in Caden Live when I do the video. I'm going to see if I can insert something over just the icons.
You had inserting something.
And see how that goes. So we'll see how that works. I've been getting a lot more experience with Caden Live doing videos and stuff, and I'm getting better at it, video editing.
What's the most YouTube views we've got so far?
Oh, I think we had over 40 on one video. So we're really moving up there, up the line.
All right. So to the HBR community who gets to listen to this, I'm sorry. And... we like to talk about Linux topics. We diverge from Linux topics a lot. During the live show, if you listen to us, we try to find Linux topics. We'll put them in our subreddit, and we usually bring them up live during the show. We once a week pick a movie that was the initial idea was that it was supposed to be something technology related, which that the definition of technology related is getting
looser and looser each movie. So, but it's still fun because we all kind of review the movie of the week, and then we go through the articles that we found recently, and then we also like to go through things that we have done recently in Linux and stuff. And
I mean, sometimes this show that we watched this time with the last show was softcore porn.
Yeah, well, yeah, that one was, and it was a very good movie.
Did we watch the same movie?
Yeah. You're talking about the one with the
robots?
Robotrix, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it got a thumbs up. It got a thumbs up.
I enjoyed Robotrix.
Yeah, yeah.
We had Robotrix in...
No, it was good. It was good. I was just giving you a hard time.
What was the one after Robotrix?
The commentary track is good, too.
It's very
I
got to
check that out. What was the one after Robotrix? Oh, the Black Hat. That's right.
Black Hat.
That was quality right there.
It wasn't bad. It met the requirements more than most movies that we've watched in a while.
That's true. That's true. It was pretty close to, yeah. Actually,
Lugbot wants to say something. HBR.
Dear HBR, thank you for tuning in. I am your master, Lugbot, and you will subscribe and listen.
There we go.
There you go.
Lugbot needs to shut his cake hole.
What happened to Lugbot's picture there?
He's not on Jitsi. I turned him off.
Oh, all right.
I took him off. I just wanted to see if it would work.
And
that's
it did
somebody
not.
Else that's on Jitsi. I don't know who that is.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, it may be Morncy. Do you have something else hooked up to Jitsi?
What are you, looking at?
Stop screen sharing?
Who, me?
Whoever's screen sharing.
That's me.
No, that's him. Okay. That's him.
Okay.
I have one. As far as I know, I have one Jitsi running, and that is on my main telephone, and I'm looking at my laptop because it would drop on my laptop if I was looking at if I'd switch to a tab.
So that's Morden. Okay.
What's Morden see?
Because there's an extra fellow Jitser on there.
It shouldn't be me. I shouldn't be on my laptop.
Here. It's not here.
Let me open a tab and see if I have a window open. Maybe it's loading automatically somewhere.
It may be me. For some reason, I have me and me's screen.
Hmm.
Yeah, I typed the web address in, and it doesn't say go to this tab. You know, when you open a new tab in Firefox?
Yeah.
Let's finish starting the show.
Well, I don't know then. Okay, I'll be quiet. Start the show.
All right, so we got to shut this down then. All right, thank you for listening to us. Join us. Check out linuxlugcast.com for all the details. From there, you can check out our – I have links to our Reddit page. I have links to the RSS feed. I have links to our YouTube, PeerTube, all that stuff. All the links for all that stuff. And even links to the Mumble server that if every first and third Friday of the month you want to talk to us, the links to that is in there. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Dude, it was straight up cringe.
What the hell?
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.